Hey everyone, time for Ted's pronunciation tips. Lesson 7. Are you ready to go? We're cruising right along, aren't we? Already to lesson 7. Well, today, as always, we will focus in, look closely at one pronunciation point of English. Now, we can't learn everything in a day. Rome wasn't built in a day. But we can learn it bit by bit. And if we take a quick look every day, sometimes the whole process seems easier. Today we're looking at the word have. Have. H-A-V-E. Notice when I say it alone, it's one syllable. Have. It's not have, have, have. To make it easier at the beginning, you can make the V sound longer. V. Have. That will get you into the practice of pronouncing it the right way. Quickly, it's just have, have, have. Now, when we use it in rapid speech, we contract it. We always say have, we say uv, uv. So let's look at some quick examples here. A couple sentences. We have seen it. We have seen it. It's a little difficult to say have seen. Have seen. You go from V to S quickly. We have seen it. We have seen it. In rapid speech, it becomes we have seen it. We have seen it. We have seen it. Another one. They have met each other. They have met each other. Have met. Have met. They have met each other. I have approved it. That's a little easier. It's followed by an A. I have approved it. I have approved it. Have approved. They're connected. Today's dialogue, let's take a look. How many children do you have? How many children do you have? I have two daughters. I have $2. Two daughters. How many children do you have? I have two daughters. Got it, everyone? Okay, keep practicing, and we'll see you next time on Ted's Pronunciation Tips. Bye-bye for now.